US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Bobby. Thank you. Well, that was Ender. Now we go to Bobby. Morning, Bob.
Well, thank you, Basil, and a good Tuesday morning to you and Steve. Bo Bergdahl is a man who is back in the news here today. He is the U.S. Army sergeant who, dissatisfied with his Army life, walked away from his unit in a remote part of Afghanistan. That was in 2009. Bergdahl was nabbed by the Taliban, held for 5 years, then released in a controversial prisoner swap. Bergdahl, who is 31 now, had endangered comrades because scores of his fellow service members went out on a fruitless search for him. Today, making the decision to avoid trial, Bergdahl appeared before a military judge in North Carolina and pleaded guilty to desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. In doing that, Bergdahl might have been hoping for leniency from the judge, an Army colonel. The prosecution says he didn't strike any deal with them. What is certain is that his pleas bring this highly politicized saga closer to an end. President Obama was criticized by Republicans for the 2014 Taliban prisoner swap that brought Bergdahl home, while Donald Trump harshly condemned Bergdahl on the campaign trail.
This traitor, this dirty, rotten traitor.
As Bergdahl sees it, that traitor label that Trump slapped on him was more than enough to dynamite any chances he had at a fair trial.
You may as well go back to kangaroo courts and lynch mobs.
That is Bergdahl speaking recently, being interviewed for a British documentary.
The people who are to the point of saying, yeah, just shoot him. You can never convince those people to change their minds.
And it hurts, though.
It does hurt.
Members of his unit contend the deaths of 6 soldiers can be tied either directly or indirectly to the search for Bergdahl. Retired U.S. Army Green Beret Commander Michael Walsh led the search for Bergdahl, and on Fox, he says the punishment Bergdahl will get will be justice.
The national security advisor went on national television, Susan Rice, and said he served with honor and distinction. We clearly see that that's not the case.
And Steve, Susan Rice was national security advisor to Barack Obama.
So how much time can the Sarge expect inside?
Well, Steve, he could be looking at life. Serious wounds sustained by those who search for him are expected to play a role in how much time he gets, but so will his 5 years of captivity with the Taliban. And Steve and Basil, a sentencing hearing for the U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl starts next Monday.
Good on you, Bob. Thank you for that. We'll do it again tomorrow.